The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Australia proves the vaccine is a bioweapon. They have proven it. How did Australia prove that the vaccine is a bioweapon? Well, that's a whole nother story. Really, Australia has been a testing lab for the globalists who have waged war against the Western world. But their testing lab is also a source of massive evidence that we can use for the whole world to see. And for some people that don't believe the vaccine is really a bioweapon and was there to make you sick and to injure you and was not there ever to protect you. Never was it there to protect you. Australia proves it. Australia is an island. Australia went fanatical crazy to lockdown. They had a zero COVID policy. They did not have any cases of COVID on their island when they shut it down. No one could travel to the island. They were that crazy. Remember, at the time, a lot of people were saying, what's happened to Australia? They become basically a communist country. And they did. They became a communist country. And they shut everything down like a communist country would do. And they did prevent COVID from coming into their country. That was true. So they really didn't have hardly any cases whatsoever. But then all of a sudden, this communist country that used to be a free country pushed a vaccine on people. First, they let it be voluntarily to try to act like they're not turning into a communist country. Well, it's voluntary. Well, but then it became, no, it's mandatory. Sorry, we're going to mandate it. So we have all sorts of evidence then to see what the vaccine has done to people. And that's what I'm going to present to you because I found this very fascinating and awesome information done by The High Wire. And that is Del Bigtree Show. And I got to give you the stuff they were saying because it really, really proves that Australia has been hit by a bioweapon, and that is the vaccine. And since that proves that they were hit by a bioweapon, this information, then it proves the vaccine is a bioweapon, and it's not an exaggeration. So let's get into it, especially if you doubt. Take a listen as they go into a lot of what happened. Remember, starting with that Australia's an island and it shut everything down.
So something else just came out, and that was the Western Australia's safety surveillance report for their vaccinations. This is a 2021 report, and it shows some pretty interesting things in here. So again, we have this time capsule, this vacuum that was cut off from the world, and it was vaccinated heavily. And you can see here, right around February of 2021 on the right side, is when the shots start going into arms. March, by March, you see a explosion, almost 1,000 individual event reports in March. And then it goes on from there, April, May, June. It's peaking in October, but very similar to the VAERS reports.
Hold on, I'm going to pause it there. This chart is mind-blowing when you see this graph. Graphs don't lie. Numbers don't lie. People lie. You can make lying graphs if you use lying numbers, and the government can do that. They'll do that sometimes, but this is using their numbers. Always remember that you're using their own numbers. That's what we usually give you, is what the governments who are covering this crap up numbers, which means it's always worse than what we present. Every time I give you a show, I guarantee you it's worse than whatever I present, because most of the time, not always, but most of the time, the numbers we give you is from the government. Sometimes there may be a few times where we've given you numbers that are just scientific numbers. They're not numbers that we make up, but it's usually government numbers. I have calculated the VAERS numbers. I've done that, but that's still the government numbers. That's just me calculating the VAERS numbers. Anyways, more, as there'll be more charts that you're going to see and more numbers that we can show you, which will prove that Australia has proven that the vaccine is a bioweapon.
And if you remember from last week, we talked about General Dynamics, IT. They were the third-party contractor that the CDC brought in to talk about, to really handle the VAERS reports that they were expected to come in. And very similar to Western Australia, a month after those shots started going in the arms, we have their January 2021 report to the CDC leadership. And it said this: two vaccines have been released since the last report. Since release, the number of incoming COVID-19 reports has significantly exceeded the estimated maximum of 1,000 reports per day. As a result, GDIT is unable to meet processing and other timeframes. GDIT has reached out to the program office and OAS for guidance and support. So they were completely overwhelmed. You can see by this chart here, this is just a reminder what it looked like there. They had, you know, within almost just about a week, they exceeded that 1,000 maximum, which they thought was a high ceiling level. It just blew it right out of the water.
So these are basically injury reports coming into VAERS. When we're looking at this data in Australia, these are, what are they, basically hospitalizations, just seeing that, you know, reports are going up and just over, like, immediately overnight upon delivery of the vaccination.
Yes. And according to what he showed, if they couldn't process, they basically maxed out at 1,000, then where they were showing 1,000, it probably was much higher because they're saying they weren't able to process the other ones that were coming in. So, as I've said, the numbers are always worse than whatever the government even shows you. Always remember that. Back to Dell Bigtree.
Yeah, it's just very similar to the VAERS reporting system. Okay. It's kind of mirrored. It's what Western Australia uses for their reporting system. But what's interesting, okay, so you have very little COVID in the community. You know, it's about 1,000 cases, a little over 1,000 cases in 2021 in Western Australia throughout the whole year. But you have all of these reports of these, you know, these vaccine reports to this reporting system. So now, when do you start seeing headlines that look like this? This is in August. The hospitals start becoming overwhelmed. Western Australia hospital elective surgeries postponed amid severe strain on system despite lack of COVID-19, a very accurate title there for ABC News. But then in October, remember, October was the highest level in that chart of reports of vaccination harms or adverse events afterwards. What else happened in October? Well, we go back to The Guardian, October 2021, and you see this title: "The time is now, Western Australia to mandate COVID vaccines for most workers." And so in October, we have the premier of Western Australia. He had to actually speak about this in a press conference. This is Mark McGowan. And he was asked, why are these hospitals being overrun? Listen to his response.
Look, our hospitals are under enormous pressure. This is the same in Tasmania, South Australia, New South Wales, Queensland, and Victoria. Enormous pressure. This has been something no one has ever seen before, the growth in demand in our hospitals. Why it is hard to know, except that there is some evidence that some sort of delayed reaction to COVID, but there is huge numbers of people coming through the doors. So we're doing everything we can to try and manage it.
Okay, let me pause it there. I'll go back to this in just a second. He knows 100% it's the vaccine when he says it's hard to know. Then they try to blame it on delayed COVID, but you have to understand this fact, and they'll show it in a chart later, that Australia had not experienced hardly any cases of COVID-19. So all these people coming in can't be coming from what he said, a delayed reaction of COVID-19. You could take every single case. I believe it was only like 1,000 for the entire country. You could take every single case they had, every single person that reported they even got it mildly, and threw them into the hospital, and they would have not come close to being overrun, because they were being overrun by thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And the only thing that had happened was the vaccine. And that's 100% proof, with no doubt whatsoever, that the vaccine is a bioweapon that injured people, made them even go to the hospital, and was killing people. We also know that they experienced massive excess death during that year. Massive excess death, just like the United States and Great Britain did. excess death that is unexplainable, excess death in working age people that is mathematically impossible, excess death that totals death that you see during wars. And even wars don't total the excess death that they were seeing. That's not me making it up. I've given you the numbers in the past. I've given you the numbers. I don't know what they are off the top of my head, but I've given you Australian numbers. I've given you Great Britain numbers of the excess death. I've given you American numbers of excess death. I've given you insurance companies saying how much excess death. So they had all this massive excess death. They've had all these vaccine injuries, and their hospitals were literally overrun after they vaccinated people. And the peak of their hospitals being overrun was when they mandated the vaccine. But that's not evidence. No, Ben, you're crazy. You did not prove that the vaccine's a bioweapon. If you're saying that, you're a liar and ridiculous. You are a lefty who doesn't believe truth no matter what it is. I have proven it beyond any doubt, and there is no doubt, unless you just want to deny reality. You might as well deny everything. Everything in the world. You can't accept truth. You're a person who cannot accept truth. You have to then, what you'll have to do is say that I'm the liar. That's what you'll have to do. You'll have to say that what we're doing is lying by presenting the government numbers and presenting what the governments did and presenting what history shows. With their own stuff. It's not my stuff. It's not Dell Bigtree stuff. This is Australia's numbers. This is their evidence. And they have proven beyond a doubt, because everyone knew that Australia was actually the globalist test on the Western world. The test of overthrowing a Western country, and the test of locking down a Western country, and the test of forcing vaccines on a Western country, because it was a lot easier in Australia to do it anywhere else, because Australians gave up their guns in the 1990s. That's why they chose them to be the testing ground. And that's a fact, too. But remember, when they're trying to disarm Americans, it has nothing to do with anything about them controlling and being able to do all this crap to you. Although the Americans just volunteered to do it. So you could say, at least the Australians were forced by gunpoint. Without them having guns to defend themselves, at least you could say, well, we had no guns and we couldn't do anything. And they were using the government and forcing us with the police by gunpoint to do these things. At least they can say that. Americans cannot say that. We just voluntarily did it. To me, that's worse, just so you know. So I'm not looking at Australia and saying, oh, look at Australia. I look at America and say, what? We're worse. There's no excuse for us. None. I don't give us an excuse. Other than I know people don't care. People don't care. They don't care millions of people have been murdered around the world. Someone is just seeing this and they don't want to deal with the fact that I've just proven that millions of people were murdered by the vaccine around the world. Australia proves it. The excess death proves it. We've been proving it. Week after week, day after day. I have proven it at least it feels like 1,000 times on this show. Maybe. That's not an exaggeration. It might be 1,000 times. The amount of times I have proven it, because I prove it multiple times a show. It's ridiculous. But you want me to prove more to the American people? That Australia experienced a real hospital overrun. Do you know that when America was saying that their hospitals being overrun in New York, that was all a lie? The hospitals were not being overrun? And you say, no, I know nurses that worked in those New York hospitals, and they no doubt were overrun, and they'll tell you they were, and they're not lying. Yes, they are correct. Those nurses were overrun. I didn't say that the nurses weren't overrun. I said the hospitals weren't overrun. And here's where you're going to understand the difference. What they were doing in those hospitals to make it feel like they were being overrun, because there was a financial incentive to do so, is label every person that comes in a COVID patient. And everyone who is a COVID patient or dies, they could make up to 100,000. This has been proven. up to, depending on all the things that they do with the patient. But if they go all the way through, putting them on a ventilator through death, they could make up to $100,000 in bonuses per person in those hospitals. The nurses don't know that, and they did not know this. So they sectioned off a part of the hospital, they admitted this, as a COVID ward. And what they did is they sent every single patient to the COVID ward that came in sick for anything. And they gave them false positives when they swabbed because they were making money to do so. So the nurses were working the COVID wards are like, oh my gosh, we are overrun. But the rest of the hospital was empty. And that's what those nurses don't reveal. And if they were being honest, they would look back and say, Ben Armstrong's telling the truth. And I can prove it. Because if the hospitals were overrun, I have evidence that they weren't. And that is because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump sent hospitals, ships to New York, and they built a makeshift hospital for the overrun hospitals of New York. Not one patient was sent to any of those. Not one bed was filled. None of the hospitals sent because they had beds for them. They were closing off sections of their hospital to make it feel like they were overrun. But if they really did get overrun, they could open up a section. They had beds. They had rooms. Here's the other thing. News reports got caught showing lines of people outside those hospitals. And they got caught before they filmed paying people and also just asking for volunteers to stand in line for their shot. And then people took their cell phones and an hour later after the news would leave, the local news and national news from that hospital to say it's overrun. They would film with their cell phones. No one was in front of the hospital and the emergency rooms. No one was in the emergency rooms. And yes, most of those people were thrown up to the COVID wards. Yes, because everyone was being shuttled there. That's why there was nobody in the emergency rooms. And that's why the nurses can tell you, yeah, oh man, I felt overrun. Yeah, the nurses were overrun in those hospitals. The hospitals were not overrun ever. Do you remember Donald Trump's doing the hospital ships? In case you think I'm making that up, remember this?
Take you live to the Pentagon, where our correspondent Lucas Tomlinson is standing by. He's been tracking not only these two ships, these two military hospital ships, but everything else that Secretary Esper has been up to this week. Lucas?
Good afternoon, Jillian. That's right. The president will be speaking shortly from the pier in Norfolk, where the hospital ship Comfort is making preparations to set sail this afternoon for New York. Yesterday at the White House, the president praised the ship's crew for working round the clock to set sail early.
They got a ship out of maintenance, completed all the work in a fraction of the time. You know, supposed to be there for 3.5 additional weeks. So they got it done, and it's in great shape. And they're sending it up.
The 1,000 ship hospital ship bed is equipped to handle large-scale disasters. Last year, the ship spent 5 months in Central and South America. It's the first time the ship is deployed in the United States since 2005, when she was sent to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina.
Then that ship sat there completely empty, and no hospital sent a single patient to the ship. And then you know what they did? They had to make a cover story. So then they said, you know what? It's because the ship doesn't have proper ventilators and ventilation. So for treating COVID. So then they redid the whole ship for proper ventilation, and still no patients were ever sent because the hospitals were never overrun, besides the cell phone evidence that the news reports were staged and lied. I saw them with my own eyes. On the same day of the news reports, I saw the cell phone videos with my own eyes, and I reported on it on the radio. So I remember this vividly. So Australia, on the other hand, really did get overrun. Their entire hospitals, not just a section of the hospital where they shut everything else down, but the entire hospital got overrun. Back to Del Bigtree and the high wire.
So just to be clear, the only thing that's changed in Australia is they're now vaccinating. The borders are still closed. No one's flying in from China or anything like that. The virus, because it was an island, the virus is not in Australia as it is in the rest of the world. And I keep thinking about like Geert van den Bosch, who we had on. His biggest concern with the vaccination is you just shouldn't be delivering a vaccination once you are under threat and in the middle of a pandemic when the virus is running rampant because the vaccine doesn't have time to ramp up. You're catching the disease in the middle of it and all sorts of mayhem will break out. But this was the one clean experiment for the vaccine, meaning we're going to deliver it before the virus is here. There's no problems. And now upon delivering them, we see their hospitals are overrun. They don't know what to do. They're trying to make an explanation. It is so clear what is causing your hospitals to fill up. It's the vaccine itself.
Right. He says, we've never seen anything like this. We don't really know what's going on. Maybe it's some delayed reaction to these COVID cases, the small number of COVID cases they had. So Reuters actually had to come out and do a fact check because people at the time were rightly asking the question, could this be the vaccines? Here's the fact check from that time. Fact check, state premier did not say Australian hospitals are full of vaccine injured patients. And it says in here, there are impacts of the pandemic on the system, increased demand in attendances, to hospitals for other ailments, backlog of elective surgery, more babies being born during the pandemic, et cetera, said the spokesperson. So unfortunately, we have this data now from this new surveillance, this vaccine surveillance report. And we look at, let's look at October. And we made this graph from the data. This is October. So COVID cases, adverse events from COVID-19 vaccines versus COVID-19 cases in October 2021. So you see the COVID-19 cases. I mean, you're looking at, I don't know, was that 50? And then the adverse events following immunization, almost 1,400 at that point, at that very particular month. And then we go to the report. And what do we find out from the report? In 2021, emergency department and visits and people admitted to the hospital because of these adverse events. If you go all the way to the top right, you add those two numbers up, that's about 57% of the people were going to hospital because of these adverse events. So there's some information right there.
Severe adverse events, nothing small. Severe adverse events that were happening from the vaccine. It's proof, 100% proof. Australia proved it because they were the testing ground. So, of course, they're going to prove it if you just look at the evidence. They proved that the vaccine is a bioweapon. But we've proven that a long time ago. But this is for people who just don't know. Now you know. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. You better know that. And if you don't know that, now you know. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to my dad's channel. It's free and you stay informed. Now that's a win-win. See ya!
As a lumberjack, I've been cutting wood for decades. My job is pretty straightforward. I see the wood, I chop the wood. My axe goes through every time. You remember when everyone bought all the toilet paper? And they wanted me to wear these things. And someone invested a lot of money into this stuff. They say I'm part of a global plan. I don't think so. It's too hot. It's too cold. You know what? The weather changes. We even hear crazy ideas on how kids should learn.
Here's the news, Dad.
Is it, son? Is it?
What about this one, Dad?
Nope. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake these days. There's just too much baloney out there. At the New American, they cut through the baloney and give me the truth.
Visit thenewamerican.com and subscribe to get 50% off the cover price. And if you want an even better deal, use the promo code 10OFFSUB. Again, that's 10OFFSUB for more than 50% off.